Blog Talk Radio. We're going to come back, and then we're going to chime in to what it takes. start small. Right here on Brightology. Anyone that wants to call in, feel free to call in. 323-870-4375. Call in. So, Lo, let's talk about this thing. I know I got you. I know you guys out there. I know y'all are eager. I got some stuff to ask you. Come on and chime in with your girl. She got it from the Sears catalog. That's when you used to be able to order stuff from the Sears catalog. They had Sears stores. I think the only one on Michigan Avenue at that particular time when I was growing up. But she ordered that thing off the Sears catalog, and it did the best, the three best things. I want to say four. Mm-hmm. It did bold, it italicized, and it underlined, and it deleted, guys. It deleted. I didn't have to. You had to buy the tape. I'm just telling you guys, this is real. You had to buy the tape to the erase tape, and it would delete. And I remember I just felt like I was next level professional then. At 11 years old, I was a next level professional then. I was ready to work downtown. I think all kids, I don't know if anybody was like me. When I grew up, I wanted to work downtown. I felt like working downtown was like the next, you was really somebody if you worked downtown. Until I started working downtown. And it was just crazy. But what I was saying that to say that, you know, my brother, he was trying to get this job as a cherry picker mm-hmm. with Jewel Osco. Mm-hmm. And I had, he applied for the job, and I was like, you know, he was like, he needed a resume, and he showed me this little shabby resume that he had. And I was just reading it, and I was like, it didn't sound right. It didn't flow the way I should flow. At 11 years old, Dr. Fader.
Okay.
And I had to, you know, I started going in and, you know, doing this particular thing. I was writing resumes for my big brother. Shout out to my brother, Vince. I love you, bro. But it was just so funny. And my whole goal was to create this resume, draw out his experiences, pull out his experience and his skill set onto this paper at the age of 11 mm-hmm. in hopes that he would get a job. And when he got that job, I was the most fulfilled young woman, like young girl at the particular time. I felt like that was it. And now I'm 40 years old and doing the same thing from a different scale. So guys, when I say that, you know, I started small, I started somewhere. And whatever it is that you're called to do, no matter how big the vision is, no matter how simple you start, it's in you. It's in you. That's just a little note. I wanted to go back to that comment that my sister Felicia said.
Hold on, because it's on a different. Yeah, Felicia, can you do us a favor? It's the second video up now. Are you seeing it over there or no? Okay, I'll do it. Because she just asked on the video, did we see her question about the small business. But people are coming back in on the second feed. I'm sure bringing up on the screen over there. Keep talking.
All righty.
While we're doing that, I wanted to ask you about, you said think big. Was that number three?
Yes, sir.
Think big. So think, all right, so this is after you, what was number one?
I know you're not asking me what's number one.
I am.
My whole producer. Start small.
Start small.
He's supposed to have a thing.
Okay. So start small, and then number three is then think big. So after we start,
yes, sir.
Okay. Then you're saying then we can once we've got it, once we've got some foundation, now you're saying we can go ahead and start thinking.
You can plan big.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you, help the people.
He helped me, guys. He helped me. This is my producer. I love it. So yeah, once you start small.
Yes.
And you go into that simplicity
mm-hmm.
mindset when it comes to planning. Because big things come out of small, simple things. Well, have you ever seen one of those infomercials where you seen something and it was like a spray for a bald head, or if it was like, you know, a hair remover or something like mm-hmm. that? And when you look at it, it's like, oh my God, the Snuggie. The little, mm-hmm. what's that other thing I was talking about the other day, babe? Fidget spinners. Those mm-hmm. little things that just spin. I'm just saying, like, these are the most simplistic ideas. And I can guarantee you that fidget spinner made multi-millions. I don't know specifically, but I know that it made some millions. Why? Because I purchased some mm-hmm. for my kids. And they were spinning these things around, and you can go to Walgreens and you start getting them, and then your kids wanted them. And it was just that simple. So when I say that, when you think simple, big things come out of simplicity, you know, and I try to tell my husband that too when it was coming to the hot dog cart. I started out with the hot dog cart. I was like throwing shade on his hot dog cart, guys. I was throwing shade on it. I was. Because I was like, why are you going to do a hot dog cart when you can have a whole food truck or you can have a restaurant? And I'm telling him to think big. And we got into a major fight. This was like almost like 9 years ago. Was it 9 or 10 years ago? It was about 10 years ago. And he was like, I wanted to start a hot dog cart. Now, this is funny, guys. I'm going to tell you how this thing come back around. So he had this vision about having a hot dog cart. He's like, I'm going to have a hot dog cart. And I'm like, hot dog cart? That's like, you know, almost like peddling. Like, you know, I had this whole mindset like, you got to think bigger than that. Like, you know, no, we doing big things. And he was like, how you going to tell me what to do with my vision? I'm like, your vision is small. Like, I'm like, you know, really going through this whole process. I did, guys. Now, for all the wives out there, you know that sometimes you believe in your heart you have the best interest, you know, to, you know, empower your spouse. But that doesn't always happen, especially when you knew. So, he got angry. He slammed the door. I got angry. I drove off. And I'm telling you, God came to me and said, you got me. How are you going to tell this man that he can't have a hot dog cart? Mm-hmm. How are you going to tell him that he needs to think bigger than that? And you're not me. You don't order his steps. Come on now. You don't order his steps.
Mm-hmm.
You don't call his shots. I do. So I had to check that thing and come right back to him and apologize because he had this vision. And because I thought of something bigger, he was able to, you know, like he had to really check me on that thing, guys. He had to. God checked me on that thing more than anything. And now my husband is buying a hitch tomorrow. And he's turning it into a souped-up hot dog cart. Now, this is 10 years ago, guys, but he's turning it into a souped-up hot dog cart. And I'm like, now, had we went into this thing the right way, but see, everything happens in perfect timing. Everything happens in perfect timing. But it was just so funny that now he's pursuing that exact same thing that God said for him.
So we have a caller. I think I know who it is. I think I know who it is. I think it's Felicia, the one who had the question about the catering thing.
Hey,
so
Felicia.
I'm gonna put her through. Felicia, you're online with Lizette.
Hi, Felicia.
Yeah, you know it's me. Hey, how are you? Yeah, he know my number. I've been calling this show for 4 years. He know me.
He knew exactly who it was.
Exactly. I've been doing the catering, like filling with the catering thing for a couple years now.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, like SAG gigs here and SAG gigs there. And I work a full-time job. And
yes,
so
ma'am.
I know people have told me, like, well, you know, your job or whatever is your seed money and this, and, you know, you need to save this and that. But the problem is that my job is so demanding. How do you – I know a lot of people, they work their jobs and then they, you know, work on their SAG stuff, you know, after they get off work. But I'm, like, exhausted when I get off work.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to pursue that thing, but it's, like, you know, I don't have the energy to, like, pursue it. And, of course, I do my job. Mm-hmm. Thank God for my job. But I know that's not my passion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I love to cook. Sometimes I ran down my old neighborhood, and I'm looking at all these businesses, and I see, like, visions and stuff.
Oh,
I dream about how it could be and everything. And I'm like, but I need the money to start this. And please pray for me because I'm afraid of failure. I know people gotta, you know, experience that, and it doesn't all pan out when you first start. But it's like my husband fully support me. He's like, anytime you want to quit, you can go ahead and quit. But
yeah,
I'm a single woman for a long time, becoming a married woman. So that's kind of hard when you used to taking care of stuff yourself, and then somebody saying, "Oh, don't worry about it, I got you." I was like, "Okay, I want to see the way made before I, you know, step out." You know what I'm saying?
I'm just
asking the question, like, what can I do to, you know, the fear and, you know I have to pray and everything, but the fear of, like, stepping out because I do my job, but it's just like, God, I can't do this for the rest of my life. I feel something else in my heart. I love to serve people. I love to cook for people. And, you know, it ain't got to be on a grand scale. I know things big and all that, but, I mean.
And, you know, and Miss Felicia, I can definitely understand every aspect that you are currently experiencing, which also lets me know that you're going down the right path. Because you have a passion to do what you're called to do, which is to do the catering business, which is to cook. But at the same time, you are in that transitional phase. And that's one of the major reasons why I say that you have to start small. You cannot let go of your business, of your job, and you can't let go of your dream either. I mean, you have to be able to start and find that leverage between working and starting this business. You have to start small. You have to think simple. So when you get to that point, now, what are you committed? Because that's one of the key elements of starting a small business. What are you committed to doing while you're actually working this job? Is it working, you know, putting your catering ideas out there? And then when you get a service that you have to do, or when you get a catering gig that you have to do, you can be able to take the necessary time to do that particular catering event and then, you know, go on back to work. Yeah, it's going to take that extra coming home, working 9 to 5, and then from 5 to 12 o'clock, you got to get all this food set up to be able to, you know, get your catering business out there.
But that's the thing. That's how I know. I can work 8 hours a day and be exhausted. If somebody, and I've done it for the last 4 or 5 years, somebody called me for an event or something like that, I'll prepare for it. I won't be tired or none of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, God, why can I work my full-time job and not be tired, but when I'm doing this catering thing, I'm not exhausted at all.
That's all. Yeah, because it's your passion. And it's just what everyone, it's a consensus, Miss Felicia, it's your passion. When you enjoy what you're doing, it gives you energy. Like right now, I had to do my husband, he's going through the same transition right now, like pursuing his business versus transitioning out of his job. Every day he comes home, he's tired, his back hurts. He's tired of the job, he's tired of the process, and he's ready to just go out here and do it. And one of the things that he had to, and I just seen it from firsthand, one of the things that he had to do is similar to what you had to do. When he was out there, he still did his polishes, he still did his events when, you know, he needed to. We would still have to, he'll work Monday through Friday, 10 hours a day, and then we would be that Friday traveling to Alabama, and, you know, and he would be barbecuing or cooking for his, you know, frat brothers, or doing this Polish thing, testing it out with his frat brothers, and he would come home, and then he would, you know, have so much energy. That's the only time he falls asleep at the drop of a hat, Miss Felicia. But then when it's time for him to do that, it seems like he's not tired. And that's because your passion and your vision and pursuing it gives you energy. It builds that momentum that you need to be able to pursue what you're called to do. So, like, it somewhere along that process, you know, one, the fear of failing is a given. It happens to everybody. It's not about having the fear that I would be worried about as much as having that fear create stagnation in your progress. So, like, if you're procrastinating because you're fearful of it, meaning that you're not moving forward because you're scared, that's one thing. But if you're scared and you're still moving, you're good. So I would say, you know, keep going. You got to cancel that fear out. I was fearful. This is my second time on the show, Miss Felicia. And I was scared. Like, every time I pull up here, I have butterflies in my stomach. I keep it real, guys. I'm just saying, I don't know anybody else, but I try to be as honest as possible when it comes to my own experiences, because hopefully that will help and impact other people. I had the butterflies in my stomach. I'm still trying to get this thing through, but I did it, you know. So I think that it was the understanding of, okay, I'm committed to this. Yes, and to be honest with you, I'm still working a 9-to-5, and I'm still pursuing a full-time business while I'm doing that. And me and my husband, we have 7 children, and we're at the same time, we're married, taking care of each other and taking care of the household, and we serve our church. So it's so many different elements out there that, you know, you have to juggle to pursue this thing. That's why it's important that you start small. Focus on what you can commit to. You work that 9-to-5 and give yourself, if you really, like, you got the support of your husband, you got the support of, you know, and you feel that this is the right aspect and you've been prayed about it and God didn't reveal that thing to you, if it is, set a time. Give yourself that particular time frame where you say, by this particular date, I plan on leaving this job and pursuing this catering business full time. Mm-hmm. Now, in that, you have to be able to understand whether or not you're ready to take the hit that comes from it. Because some people think it's a smooth sailing, like you're going to smoothly go into this. Now, I'm going to tell you like this, you're not going to fail, but you're going to have that transition where now you have to be tight in your money aspect, and at the same time, you have to be able to spend more time. Because I know when I left my full-time job to pursue my business, after I left my job, I started getting a little comfortable because I didn't have nothing to do. I did have a business to run, right? But I was a little comfortable, so I wanted to give myself a week where I didn't, you know, do nothing. And then the following Monday, I was going to pursue my business. You know, you feel like you gotta have a break from all the stress and stuff. I'm gonna take a break. And then I found myself taking a 1 week break, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna do a little bit of this, and then a little bit of that, and then a little bit of this. And I just knew that once I stopped my job, I was gonna hit the ground running. I was gonna just take off because now I got nothing but time and opportunity. And then the bills started to come in, and I started looking at them. Mm-hmm. So now I started to switch off. Now I'm not working the 9-to-5, but now I'm doing Uber to try to supplement some of this stuff. And then I turned around and had to. and I was like, okay, I'm gonna do Uber. Now here's the thing: you're gonna replace your 9-to-5 with another 9-to-5, because to actually make money in driving Uber, you got to kick those full-time hours out. So now I'm working 12 hours driving Uber, trying to supplement what I could have just stayed where I was. And I think that's one of the things where you have to, like I said, start small and let your business catch the momentum. Let you get the first catering gig, take care of that catering gig, and then start getting the things. And when your demand for your business outweighs your time, then I would say that's the perfect time to shift. That will be the perfect time to shift then, because now you're here, you're rolling, you're getting catering business, but you're making your money working, but you're still making money doing your catering business. And when that demand starts to kick up now, it's time to, I won't say necessarily quit, but then now you can decrease your days. If they want you, then they'll let you work two days out of a week, 3 days out of a week. And then you start making that transition. But you have to do it in the order. And for me personally, Miss Felicia, I say do it in the order that God calls you to. I know you're tired of that job. I know you're ready. I know you're ready to make the move. And you're not going to fail. You're going to be successful in it. And I'm going to have to take some of that. You know, we're going to have to talk so we can really start talking about, we're talking about food now. You know, guys, I love to eat. So I can be your first, you know, little taste tester. What you cook, Miss Felicia? What's your dishes? What you cook?
I cook everything. I like soul food, but that's not my particular. You know what I'm saying? I worked in the corporate industry for a long time, and I was like, these people pay a lot of money for a little of nothing, and I can make a taste better. And it's
so
crazy
true.
To me. Because I go, I've worked like 3 different jobs over the last 6 years, and I'll bring my food to coworkers, and they'll be like, man, I never had spaghetti like that before. I never had it. You just got a lot of seasoning in it. And these are primarily white.
People love seasoning in food.
Right. Well, the last 3 jobs I've had, I've been the only black girl there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like the I'm a visual eater, so I love soul food, and I hate when people say, if it ain't messy, it ain't good. But it can be nice looking and be good too.
It sure can. And it can be nice looking,
you know,
and good, and it can be nasty.
Right. And at the end of the day, I don't care nothing about black and white. At the end of the day, all money is green. You know what I'm saying? So I can service anybody.
That's absolutely true. And I just thank you, Miss Felicia. Like I said, I just wish you the best in your endeavors. If you ever want to just, you know, DM me and we can have this, you know, conversation one-on-one. And, you know, and I can see how I can be an assistant to your vision. Because, I mean, I hear your heart and I hear your passion about it. And now, you know, me, I just say, let's get it. Let's do it.
Yes, get it. Thank you, honey.
Let's
I appreciate you. I met you at the party. You had a beautiful spirit when I met you. You know, I'm not afraid of people, so it's all good. So let's get it.
Thank you, Miss.
I'm going to get back to the show. Thank you for taking my call. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
We need a thing to say. Baffling.
So crazy.
Whatever. You're going to get cut down with all that.
I know you just got back to church, so I'm going to let you go. You ain't all the way saying it. I know. It's okay.
I love you, Miss Felicia. Thank you so much for just chiming in. I just totally appreciate, you know, you sharing everything with us. You know, it takes individuals in order to make that type of progress that you're wanting to make as an entrepreneur. You have to do it.
So we have a question. The question says, so Lisette, what are you doing differently? Share that because you should still have an exit plan. Share it with the listeners. This is good stuff. So what are you doing differently than what you were doing, originally, is what she was trying to say.
Yeah, basically, one of the things that I realized, and that's one, that, you know, home comes first, right?
Mm.
These particular items, I understand that, we have these visions and we have these dreams and we have these goals, but if you have a home and you have, you know, responsibilities, they come first. You know, I believe that everything that is designed to happen is done in decency and in order. So when you're out of order, which means that if you're trying to start a business but your children are starving, that's something you need to look at. You know, when you want this vision and you want it so bad, but now it's taking you to the point where you're not, you know, engaging with your husband, which is your first ministry. I had to learn that one the hard way, too. You know, at what cost do you really want this? And if you're doing it out of order, it's going to be very difficult for you to, you know, to take off. If you do it in order, God puts those things in your path that you need. He gives you the time. He puts your family to sleep when they need to, so you can focus on getting a flyer out or something like that. Or he helps you to focus on those visions, and he gives you people that are not out to just use you for a particular skill set, but to actually sow into you, you know. So it's like once you do that and you do everything in the order that you need to do, everything works out, everything, professionally, you know, mentally. Us as women, we have to focus on a lot of things. And with men, as being the providers, their transition into a business when you're trying to take care of your family is not the easiest. That's why you have to start small, think simple, because you have to realize who are you impacting by starting this new endeavor. It's not about worrying about whether or not you're going to fail. Failure is inevitable. It's part of the process. So when you fall, you're not going to stay there, but you will be able to say, oh, now I see. This is how I'm supposed to do this. Or now I understand you're not supposed to just jump out here like that, like everybody be like, just jump out there, just do it, just leave, just do this. You have to think. I heard this somewhere. Please don't be ignorant to the truth.
Mm.
If the truth is you have responsibilities and you have things that you have to do and your business costs money, well, then do what you need to do. Go to work. But now it's like, are you committed to working them extra hours? Are you committed to working? I get off at 5 o'clock. I'm 6 to 12 o'clock in the morning sometimes, you know, and then I have to look at my husband for a cue before, you know, you can see it in his eyebrows when it's time to turn off. And I have to sit and say, okay, you know, this is this. But I have to put in that energy, and I have to put in that commitment necessary to execute effectively, and that's just it. And I hope anyone that I've ever done business with can attest to that. Hopefully, there's sometimes, like when I was trying to do too much at one time, with trying to start big, think big, I started producing mediocre work. That means I started making more mistakes than I would want to make, because I'm trying to rush through things just to get up to go to work in the morning. Or that means that I was trying to take on too much and I didn't really have the resources needed. So now I find myself trying to be a one-man band and, you know, and then had to send off stuff that people paid for, and they come and tell me that it's a typo in one of my flyers or something, when you know you're supposed to check these things, when you know that you're supposed to have one look over, but you just want to get it done because you're tired. I'm telling you, when you think small, when you think start small, think simple, then you can be able to focus on them big plans. Let's get to number 4, because we got 2 more guys. We got 2 more to go.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. So for people, I'm going to help y'all out, because I know people are like, what's going on Facebook? Facebook is tripping tonight, y'all. They got all kind of stuff going on. I'm getting like weird messages and all that. So that's why y'all keep saying, well, what happened to the feed, and where is this, and why is it on your page and not on the Grindr page, and now why is it back on your page and not back on my page? I have no clue. So I'm going to leave it. It's going to be up. It's live now. I don't know why it's back on my page instead of the Grindr page, but you know what? We gonna push it and move it over there. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to restart it no more. So we're going to take a break.
All right.
And then you come back with number 4. And number 5, that work for you?
Amen.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm doing the extra producing tonight. Facebook is
you
working.
You sound like a producer of the world right
Craig.
Now.
Craig.
All right. You see, the enemy don't want y'all to get this info. He don't want you to be fed tonight. He don't want none of these business to come up. So I need you guys to still tune in, still come in. Find the page so y'all
can get this
knowledge
so y'all
can make
it
move. All right. I'm gonna
go
through.
Well, yeah.
Blowing the whole thing up.
It's doing the most right now. Like, seriously. I'm like, what is really going on? So literally, if I have them labeled, if you go look at them later, part 1, part 2, and part 3, so they do a few months. All right, this is live now. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Everybody for just, you know, working with us right now while my top flight producer in the world is making things happen over here on the end. I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. Somebody is breaking up the atmosphere right now trying to get this connection. He can't have all the money to himself. You can't have all the money to himself. Ain't that right, Pastor Angela? Huh? You can't have all the money to yourself. But as we're having this discussion, I mean, it's been really major. Like, once again, shout out to Miss Felicia for just being transparent about starting her catering business. I just wish you all the best, Miss Felicia. I mean, you just gave some really key points and everything that you're going through. One of us has been through it. I got some CEOs out there. I got some bosses out there who knows and can attest to the fact that, you know, it's starting this business, it's not easy. You're going to have that leverage, and you're going to have to find the right time to launch out full time. Everybody can do it. If everybody could do it, we all would be without a job. We'd be all business owners. But in some way, some form or fashion, we have to do what we need to do. And we have to do and provide for who we need to provide for. So it's just as plain as that. So let's get into step number 4. Now, one of these things, guys, I know, like, some people are like, she's not giving us the real things and the real steps to starting a business. That's why you have to go on my page. You have to go to Grindle.co. Once you go on Grindle.co, I just put up a roadmap, a small business startup roadmap for you guys. If you can't get to Grindle.co, go to Grindle.webflow.io, and you'll be able to access my site, and you'll be able to get that roadmap where you can get the specifics, like getting your EIN number, getting incorporated, you know, creating your website, getting your social media presence, incorporating with the state, writing your business plan, all those good strategic, specific steps that you actually need. Download the roadmap, and then after, yeah, so it would be Grindle, That's grind with an L dot webflow dot io. Or you can go to grindle.co and pull up the roadmap. Now, see, the roadmap is just giving you specific steps. If you need to get into the meat and you need more additional information, feel free to DM me. Feel free to, you know, contact me in any of those particular sources, even on CTLO Media Group. And, you know, we can talk about this a little bit more in detail. We can be able to, you know, get this thing down for the specifics. You know, everything is a process, and I'm just trying to give you the ones to get you really started, really, really started to launching your small business. So let's go into number four, guys. Number four is legitimize now. You want to be able to have a presence that customers can trust. You know, it's like if you want to be respected as a legitimate business, you got to do things legally. You got to go out there and get your EIN number. I know some people say, you know, if I'm a sole proprietor, do I need a EIN number? Can I just use just myself? Yeah, you can. But I want you to plan big. So when you're actually thinking about, you know, say for instance, if your business takes off, you're going to want to incorporate it. You're going to want to have a separate, you know, entity with this thing so that you can balance your personal finances and your business finances separately, you know. But when you're starting out, a sole proprietorship is not a bad thing. But when you start to grow, you might want to think about, you know, starting a C corp or S corp, or, you know, starting an LLC. Those are some particular things that you will have to consider. That's why I say plan big. Because when you have that in your particular plan, you can be able to create the steps that are conducive to your moves. So legitimize, incorporate, get your EIN number. And you can go onto the IRS.gov and get an EIN number. Not right now because they closed. They actually closed the website down at a certain time. That's after 8 o'clock. They closed the website down. You won't be able to get your EIN number. But go in the morning, sign up, get that EIN number. They email it to you right on the spot, guys. Like, you get that immediately. When I say start small, that's a small step right there. Getting that name down, getting your brand, getting your business and identity, you know. So go in there and get that EIN number.
I have to agree with you 100% on that because I did it I think 6 months into us launching our show, I went and got it because our former business manager who used to handle all our stuff for us, he was like, as much money as you all are spending getting that stuff up, you got to be able to claim it, business taxes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you're going to need all that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you're right. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, Dr. Dana is absolutely correct. You have to, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, if you blend your, like, as a sole proprietor,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you blend everything in, it's sometimes it's hard for you to identify what's business and what was your
mm-hmm.
personal. So then when you file taxes, you either putting a lot of money, you know, you losing a lot of money and you're not writing off correctly the right things, or, you know, you're spending time at the end of the year. I don't know. I had to learn that one time, guys. Spend time at the end of the year busting out all those receipts and bank statements and trying to say, okay, this is a business item, this is this item, this is a personal item. Guys, you have to be able to legitimize. When I say legitimize, give your business an identity that your customers can trust. That's one of the major keys. Like, once we have all these plans and once we start, now how do you want to present yourself to your customers? How do you want to put this thing out there?
Angela Comment says, she says, you get that EIN number and you see your name, you really feel good about yourself.
That is true.
That is true.
You feel like a big deal. You sound like a big deal then. You like, okay, you know, Big Bosses LLC, you actually be able to see your vision in process. And guess what? That was a small step, guys.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really small step. And when you start taking them big moves to do the incorporations, I'm telling you, in the state of Illinois, incorporating, unless you're a nonprofit organization, is a little pricey. You know, it starts from $175 and up, depending on, because if you're doing an LLC, it's a little pricey, you know. So you might have to put your coins up for that. But just to start with an EIN number is saying something. That's a small start. So I would just suggest that, you know, guys, you do that. Some of you guys, you already got your EIN numbers, and that's cool. And some are still under the sole proprietorship rules, which is not a problem. You can still get your EIN number as a sole proprietor. It doesn't, you know, that doesn't have a big effect on it. But for me, I would tell anybody starting off in the hip, you might want to do those things separate. So then when you incorporate, you already have your EIN number, and you can incorporate, and then you can go and get your separate bank account with your business and start pushing your money in. Because how else are you going to be able to, unless you're a really good accountant or a really good bookkeeper, how else are you going to be able to identify how much you have really made in your business unless you separate it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so that's a good one. Legitimize. Build a digital presence. Build an identity that your customers can trust. When they go in and they can look you up. They can look you up in the state. It's, you know, these are public records. They can
mm-hmm.
be able to look and see if you're a legitimate person,
mm-hmm.
a company, or you just somebody that's, you know, hustling. You know, and it's a difference. You know, don't get me wrong. I used to be in hustle mode. I used to have my little hustle, so I was doing the things on the side, and people were giving me money, you know, straight from my hand to their hand, and you know, and I was doing my thing. But when I wanted to look at this thing a little bit more legit and a little bit more thorough, I transitioned that hustle into a legitimized business so that they can be able to trust what they see. Alrighty. Let's go to number 5, and this is the last one, guys, and this one right here is key for me, and I think we talked about that stunt all the way from 1 to 4,
mm-hmm.
but for number 5, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, Dana's going to put the infographic up after we have everything done, so you can have that sitting there in your face, and, you know, if you have any more questions, just reach out. DM me or, you know, contact me on Grindology or Grindle.co or any one of those nice little platforms, and we can talk a little bit more about different ones. And if you want to chime in, feel free to do so too. But the last one, guys, last one, and this is a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid busyness. And I'm going to just say that one more time, avoid business. You're like, what you mean, avoid business? I mean, when you're a CEO and you're doing big things, you're going to always be busy. You're going to always do this. You're going to always do that. But that's one thing. But to be unnecessarily busy for the sake of being busy, you know, just so you can tell people you're making moves, and I'm just telling you from experience. I'm not telling you from, like, you know, trying to call people out or just say, you know, that you're not, you know, legitimately busy. But it's just saying you have to pick and choose. Your time is precious. Your every hour, every second, every minute that you put into your business or that you're juggling, you have to strategize this thing. You have to make it strategic. You don't have time to deal with a lot of unnecessary busyness. That means that, like, you know, sometimes you might get extra calls from some additional people who want to, you know, get you to do this or get you to do that. Distractions start to become inevitable when you're starting a business or when you're launching anything. Distractions are inevitable. So you get to a point where, hey, you know, someone needs you to do this. You got to go walk the dog. You got to, you know, fill out a paper. You got to do this, you got to do that. You have to look at that and say, am I just being unnecessarily busy? And then when you're telling people, oh, yeah, I was making this move yesterday, or I was making this move yesterday, and I was doing this yesterday, and I was, you know, going to the sock hop. I don't know why I said sock hop. What did that just come from? Do they still do sock hop? Sorry, guys. don't know what I was thinking about. I just said Spock Hop. I don't know. But you know.
Nope.
You gonna nope me.
Nope.
Okay. Or going to the juke joint. They don't do juke joint no more. No.
Nope.
What about the 50-yard line? Is the 50-yard line still open?
No.
What is none of them? What is them? The Rose, the Brothers Palace, is any of them open? Now, y'all know I ain't been out. I just say, Miss Felicia, you went way.
Yep.
The east of the round is still open. I don't know. I'm like, you know, I know some of y'all have been in the church, you know, a little too long. So y'all have forgot, but I know they're out there. But I was saying that to say, I forget what I was saying about this. Oh my God, guys! But somebody help me! Help me out here. I said initially the sock hop and you noped me, and I don't know what else came on after that. But I can't.
I mean, you know.
I really can't.
I mean,
you want to turn it into the hole in the wall? He just turned my show into the Pastor Angela. Pastor. He didn't turn my show into the hole in the wall. I don't understand this. He didn't put R. Kelly on my show. But you heard everybody know you from Chicago. You know what you just heard. Oh my God. Okay. Let's snap back into professional mode because that was like, I just went all the way.
Pastor
Angela said, what? Yes. She said, yes. R. Kelly, Miss Alicia said, oh, the Karate Club. Now that was Pastor Angela's time. That was a hole in the wall. We all had them. Oh my God. We all had them. But in other words, I'm being busy right now, guys. You know, and people is shutting down on me. Y'all shutting down, stepping on me. I know. Like, I'm trying to close out with professional words of wisdom, and they just turned my stuff into the rolls.
The rolls.
That
burnt down.
Remember them? Did it burn down like the Players Club?
Yeah, shut up, did it burn down.
Oh my God.
Look at the conversation. You would have got everybody talking about clubs.
I'm sorry, guys. Like, you
know.
Everybody want to open up a club.
Are there any black owned clubs in Chicago?
I don't know. You know, it's been so long since I've been to a club.
I know, right?
Like, now I don't even know. I'm so detached from that. Huh? I'm detached from
that. I'm just saying that there are no.
Oh my God, Miss Felicia, no, you did not say the prop house.
See?
No, you did not say the prop house.
You is crazy.
I'm going to have to call you, Miss Felicia. You have said the prop house. That is, oh my God. I couldn't even get in that one. You hear this? Pastor Harold Washington, you hearing this? How are we gonna be grinding? This is the wrong type of grindology right now. They just took all the ology off and just put grind up there. And now we just turned it to a hole in the wall. Jesus Christ, help us. Help us, Lord, help us. But we gonna be all right. Going back to number five, avoid busyness. Like, we have to strategize our moves and our time to make it conducive to the results that we're looking for.
Mm.
We have to focus on what we are going to allow our time to be used on and what we're not. And just distractions, they're going to come. They're going to come. Yes, they are. They're acting up. But it's going to come. But here's the thing. If you start small, And you think simple, and you plan big, write the vision, make it plain, down on that notebook, and then you legitimize your business. Get that EIN number, get the things that you need to make your business legitimate. Get that website, You know, you don't have to have a 9-page website. You don't have to have a 2-page business plan. You can have a 1-page. They do 1-page business plans now. It's called Going Lean. And they have, you know, one, what I call, I can't get the name out. The 1-page business, the 1-page website. They have that 1-page website where you can scroll down and you can learn everything that you need to know about my particular business. And you can be able to start this thing off, get your vision up and cracking, get everything done, create a facing for your customers. And then, like, I have someone that actually, when I used to work with him, Mr. Kerry Muhammad, I don't know if anybody knows him, but one time I was talking about branding and how, you know, having your brand is important, and that was when the word brand, you know, there was a peak in the word brand. Everybody was talking about branding and brandologists and brand specialists, and everybody was branding. And I jumped on the bandwagon, and, oh, that's real. And I jumped on the bandwagon, and I'm like, branding. And Mr. Kerry Muhammad said this. He said, you are the brand. He said, your brand, your work is your initial brand before you even have a website, before you even do any of that. You are the brand. You have that particular skill set. And ever since he said that, that resonated with me deeply. So I started focusing on identifying what I wanted people to see, what I wanted my customers to see in me. And it didn't start off all 100% hunky-dory, but I can guarantee you that it developed me. It took me to those next levels. It allowed me to understand how to effectively communicate, when I'm conducting business, how to be assertive, and how to be able to deliver exactly what I promise. And sometimes you get a little hiccup, sometimes things happen, but for the consistency of it, you just have to do what I need to do. And I eliminated a lot of stuff. I eliminated a lot of people. You know, sometimes you have people that want to call you just to be calling. And I eliminated that. And I've only focused on the things that are important to me, my family, and my grind. So that's how I want to close out. But I need you guys. I just thank you guys. Just everybody that has actually came on, I thank you for your support. I thank you for all my family. I want to give a shout out to my coworker Divya. She's moving today, so I just wanted to give her a shout out. And you know, she's making her move. So Divya, I just want to let you know. Take a look at this. I know you're not now because you're packing boxes and moving. But safe travels. And if you guys, like I said, if you ever need to reach out, you can always DM me. You can always hit me on grindle.co or grindle.webflow.io, or you can hit me on TTLO Media Group. You know, my new family, my new home, TTLO Media Group. Love you guys. I love Dana, Dr. Dana, who's over here creating havoc with my significant other, my husband over here. They acting a fool. Pastor Harold, they acting a fool. And I'm like,
ain't nobody doing that.
They is.
No. you did get one. You got a question. It says, can you only be known? This is good, actually. Can you only be known through social media? I know it's a tool. Is word of mouth still effective?
Oh, yes. Yes, you definitely can. And I think that's going back to what I was talking about with Mr. Kerry Muhammad, who actually said that you are the brand. Majority of the business that I was blessed to have throughout this whole process was started off with word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It was the majority. Before anyone started to just connect with me via social media or any of the other, platforms, I started doing work for one person. They end up telling another person, and I was just today pulling up some documents for the 501c3s that I do for some of the nonprofit organizations, and I was scrolling down this list, and I was like, my God. Like, all these people were referred from somebody who said, oh, this girl, she did good job. She did this thing on the spot. She didn't charge me an arm and a leg and this, this, that, and other. And that speaks numbers, you know, because a word of mouth can make or break a brand.
Pastor,
it really can.
Pastor Rob is on.
Hey, Pastor.
He said integrity is the key.
That's my pastor.
Is the key. Yeah.
See, that's the wisdom right there. I love my Pastor Angela. My Pastor Angela is my pusher. She's the one that's going to light that fire up under me until I pop like a firecracker. And Pastor Rob, my Greater Love, Greater Works Outreach International, that's my family. That's my covering. I love them, and I thank you guys for your support. I thank you guys for pushing me out there, Pastor Rob. Said, oh, you're going to do good because you like to talk.
The word of mouth thing is actually with all of the technology that we have, word of mouth still works.
Mm-hmm.
Word of mouth still works because you can have a great social media presence, and word of mouth can kill it.
It sure can.
Can kill it, or vice versa. They can be like, I don't know why you do this or do that. You know, and you can get bad reviews, and then word of mouth can also fix it.
Yes.
So it absolutely works.
Yes. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And that means the same for your business, too.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you it does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you can't please everybody. I'm going to tell you that. You can't please everybody. Some people are really difficult to please.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are consistent, if you got consistent fives, that one ain't going to really make a difference. But it's not going to really make or break you. But if you got about, you got like 50 customers and you got like 49 ones, you might need to go ahead and readdress your business of what's going on. But I thank you guys. Do we have any more questions? Like,
that was the last one that I saw.
Like, guys, we can do this all night. We can be like all night here. It's Friday. We ain't got. I got some people that just shut off. Like, I'm getting up off of here.
It's Thursday.
Not Friday.
Oh, I'm thinking. I'm so ready for Friday to get here, guys. I'm so sorry. But I'm saying tomorrow's Friday. So
you know.
My husband said I'm off the air tomorrow. And he happy about that.
Yep.
Taya, I need you to come in to the studio.
Oh, she already got to meet them things.
Taya, I need you to come in and help me, sis, because I can't do this. I need some leverage in here. I need some leverage. But, oh, my God, thank you, Miss Felicia. Thank you. I mean, grindology, I'm a grindologist. That means that I study people's grind. I study this thing. This is not something that I just, you know, just decided to call it because, like, as you can see, ever since I was 11, I've been grinding. And you know, and for me, I spent more time learning from others and learning from their experiences. And I'm the type of person, I love the research. I love to see people and I love to see their visions come to life. You know, so this is my passion. I love doing it. My husband says that I do it a little too much. But, I mean, when you're passionate about something, you put the time in, Miss Felicia. That's what it is. You're going to have to add that extra few hours to get that catering business up. But nevertheless, we're closing out. I'm hearing my little background music with my producer. He's bringing the groove in and bringing this thing on down, breaking it on down. Bring it on down. But I'm just so thankful. Like, I do not take this for granted. I do not take you guys, like, really trusting me with this information. And I continue to want to bring more and more information. I want to continue to just empower my entrepreneurs out there. It's never too late. I don't care how old you are. When you're ready to get in the grind, it's always there, and I'm always there to help provide. So, like, thank you so much for listening. Tune in next Thursday. We're going to have some more information. I just need more people to chime in. I need this feedback, guys. I need y'all to let me know what it is that you want to hear. what are the questions that you guys have in terms of professional, whether it's starting your business, starting a nonprofit, developing in your career? Hit me up, DM me, ask the questions, and I'm going to bring these things on the show because you're not the only one that has the question. So, once again, I'm Lissette Harrington. This is Grindology, and I'm on TTLO, taking the limits off. I ain't the one. Y'all, and I'm out.